Welcome and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Today is a day about democracy, making government work better for each and every one of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. We deserve better than what we've got right now, virtually on all levels. Now, those of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I talk about local government a lot. And the reason that I do is because local government is often the place of most natural connection for people. You can show up at a committee hearing. Lots of them have public comment periods. You can talk right to your elected official. They may knock on your door themselves at some point in time. And dissatisfaction or disengagement with local government, exacerbated by news deserts, often makes real true problems intractable, large, and frankly, disastrous for our family's health and safety. Professor Wagner, I wanted to start with you. During the break, we all started to talk about water quality problems and the role of local governments. We could probably do an entire show just on that. We could do another show on public utility commissions and how all this is going to go on and energy demand. But Professor, I wanted to ask you, flesh this that out for people a little bit more. Draw those connections. How does lack of engagement translate into unsafe water and lead in the water?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really touches upon a lot of the things we've been talking about so far in our conversation, starting with local news deserts, right? So places without local news, and local news is the most trusted source of information of people in the country, regardless of partisanship. And so when local news goes away, not only do all the things we've talked about happen, people also then start getting their information from extreme national sources. They don't replace it with other local stuff. They replace it with extreme national sources. There, they're told they cannot trust their local governments or any governments, and they start to, you know, also be told they can't trust others. So there's this issue of trust that stems from losing local news. There's also the regulatory, you know, problem that comes from losing local news. And there's the money issue, right? So we want to just talk about one issue. A colleague of mine at UW-Madison named Manny Teodoro in the La Follette School wrote a book with some other colleagues about how as bottled water grew, trust in local government declined. How could that possibly be, and how could they be related? If people are starting to buy local water, or are starting to buy bottled water, sorry, now the place that they had previously solely relied upon for clean drinking water, their local government, is not the place they're relying on to get something they need every single day to literally live. And as this kind of weird juxtaposition starts to happen, people start to trust their local government less because they see it doing less things that they need. And as many people, especially the well-heeled and the well-off, start to find replacements for needing city services like bottled water versus local, now the regulatory eyes aren't as sharp on the water. Now lead can get in the water. There's no local news. There's not reporting about the lead in the water. People don't know that it's happening. And if it is happening to people, it's happening to people who are less well-off, who are also the people who are less likely to participate. And so it's this vicious circle that is connected by information, our ability to participate, our economic resources, the trust we have in each other and in our local government.
Beautifully said, folks. That's Professor Michael Wagner, Director of the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal. I'll just say this, ladies and gentlemen, the city of Milwaukee has excellent water.
Yes.
Right? We have one of the best water cleaning filtration systems in the world. People come from all over to study it. We have the Department of Freshwater Sciences at UWM, and we still have a lead problem.
Yeah.
So if we think about that circle, right, that the professor was describing, and I talk about this a lot on this program, each of us has an obligation to be humble in the face of very difficult policy choices and to therefore seek out information. Because, folks, the mega corporations and billionaires like Elon Musk, they want you uninformed. That's how they do it, right? They want no one to ever have any time off, because if you don't have any time off, you can't read any news and get informed. They want you working, 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 working. Again, topic for another show. We're also joined by Christy McGillivray. She's the executive director of Voters Not Politicians. I've got Nick Ramos, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Now is time for the solutioning. Christy, you get two solutions. What do you think Wisconsinites should be advocating for?
Democracy reform and all of the stuff that goes into that, right? So we've got redistricting, access to the ballot, everything else, and go after money in politics. We've done the democracy reform in Michigan. We haven't tackled money in politics, and we also still have lead in our water. So those are my two big ones. And I think that the news deserts that Dr. Wagner has identified are a huge part of that too. So I know you only told me two, but I had
that's
to point
okay.
out the news
deserts
too.
You can, I was like, you can get an A plus for your extra credit work. That's excellent. Nick, put more meat on the bones for us about those things. What do you think Wisconsinites should have at the top of their list for what we need to do to fix this?
Well, I mean, everyone spends so much time thinking about what's happening at the federal level. I mean, it's in front of us every day. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they're all talking about that. But I want people to think much more micro than that. Like, you were talking about the importance of local government. I'm going to talk about the importance of local activism, because I think at this moment, folks feel powerless. People think that, like, you know, this money in politics issue, you know, it's this gargantuan behemoth in a movie that you've seen a million times. So why would you bother getting up and trying to do anything? Because it's an issue that, like, how can I, Joe Schmo, be able to do anything real about it? But at the local level, we're seeing, I mean, I get to travel the state. We're seeing people that are just standing up for the issues that make sense to them. And they are realizing that in these communities that they're not alone, and that we have real opportunities and real agency, that if the politicians are not listening, we have to remember that the prisoners outweigh the actual warden and the people that are holding us hostage. So you have to understand that we have a voice that can sing and all different types of falsettos if we're united. And so local activism, 100%. And then, you know, we can't move until we have some real movement when it comes to not just the money, not just the redistricting, but we need to do some, when we're talking about democracy reform, it means that we need to be looking at even those minute issues that keep people out and away from the table. So, like, it might not be an issue that necessarily plays to you specifically, but I bet you, you know, there's somebody in your life that's impacted by it. So you take the time to really lean in and think about, what are these things? Because if it's not you right now, guess what? Down the road, it might be you, and there might not be people there to support you when you are the one in the crosshairs. And so local activism, local activism, local activism. We have so much agency and so much autonomy, and we can use it. We should not be afraid to be able to speak up. And in these times right now, when these folks are trying to look down on us and tell us that we are powerless, guess what? They need us. The mega wealthy and the politicians, if they don't have us, they have no one to sell their products to. They have no one to be able to actually, you know, shepherd in as sheep like they think that we are. We're not sheep.
Yeah, don't be a sheep. 75% of GDP growth is driven by consumer demand. Guess what billionaires don't do? And this sort of runs contrary to what a lot of, you can't, like, what's your 100th yacht worth? They end up they don't consume much. We, working people, the people that get paychecks, we're the consumer engine of this economy. There's around 250 million voting age Americans. One Joe Schmo can't stand up to Elon Musk, but 250 million of us can. Mm. And it starts in your local government. It starts with Nick. It starts with Christy. And it also starts with folks like Professor Wagner. Sir, I wanted to give you some time to articulate what you think are reforms that should be top of mind for all Wisconsinites.
Yeah, I mean, the discussion has been great so far, and I would pick up on the third one, I think, that Christy advocated for in terms of local media, and I would say that government subsidies for local news is a really potentially helpful reform. Local news is very widely trusted, essential to good governance and essential to local and civic participation. And from the founding of our country, we've had government investment in the news to try and figure out ways to help the citizenry be informed, because you can't do anything of consequence unless you know what's verifiably true and communicate it to others. And so I think that's one thing that needs to be. And I think the other is probably a more forceful and full-throated redistricting reform. You know, a set of maps going through is one thing, but a process that ensures a fair process each time would be a better thing to helping to ensure more equal representation in Wisconsin.
Folks, that is Professor Michael Wagner, the director of the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm going to throw my own two ideas out there. And the first one is everyone should be asking your elected leaders if you don't already have it. And in Wisconsin, we don't. In Michigan, they've got it. Minnesota and Illinois, all of our neighbor states have this. If they have signed on and pledged support for the national popular vote interstate compact. Why in goodness gracious do some Americans' votes for president not matter at all? That's not democracy. The national popular vote compact, pretty simple. Your state amends or legislates in whatever way it may have to pledge all of its electoral college votes for whomever wins the national popular vote. It ain't complicated. It's pretty gosh darn easy. And that doesn't require a constitutional amendment. It just requires your local and state governments to do what they damn well should.
Michigan didn't enact.
They didn't do it.
No, that's one of the things that died in lame duck. That's one of the things.
Insane.
Shame on
you, Governor Whitmer, not just for standing in the Oval Office awkwardly, which is just bad luck, but for that. And right now, I really truly believe that there is an opportunity to use the nascent cryptocurrency, which I think regular people are grossed out by. And the discussion about that to reopen and reinvigorate a discussion about money and politics specifically, and this is the one reform, one of our earlier guests mentioned it, ban elected officials from being able to own stock indirectly or directly. Oh, and yeah, presidents and vice presidents and governors too. If they are able to regulate that particular company or industry. All right, I'll give you a third one, too. This is system reform, and it is doable. Dear Supreme Court, here are your binding ethics rules. Okay, I'll give you one more. We're going to actually strengthen and beef up and clarify federal and state civil and criminal corruption laws.
Wow.
We can do better than this. It is not undoable. There's 250 million of us. We got this. Come on, Wisconsin. Come on, America. Big thanks to Christy McGivelray of Voters Not Politicians. And also big, big thanks to Professor Michael Wagner, director of the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Nick Ramos sticks around. He and I give you our final thoughts on how do we fix this for all of us, every single one of us. When we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.